The North Carolina bathroom debate is a serious one, but spare a thought for the tens of millions of women in places like India who've essentially got no access to any bathrooms. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised to take this on when he was elected 2 years ago. Reporter and friend of the show, Ritu Chatterjee, grew up in India and has covered this story for The World. Ritu, how has that effort and the promises Prime Minister Modi made actually played out so far?
Well, over a million toilets have been planned or built so far, Mark, in the past couple of years. But the interesting thing here is even where toilets have been built, surveys and studies are showing the vast majority are not being used by people, especially in rural areas. So, you know, building toilets is not the answer. You need to connect the toilets to sewers. You need to have regular water supply, and you need to have really widespread education efforts to change the culture of open defecation.
And just remind us of the scale of the problem of toilet access in India.
India has about 1.2 billion people, and I think about 60% people still defecate in the open. Some studies show that about 70% of Indian households, especially in rural areas, don't have access to toilets. So that's the scale we are talking about. And the consequences, of course, are huge.
I know you go back to India often, Ritu, and I know you've got access to places and resources that most Indian women don't. But still, you must occasionally have to deal with this challenge.
Marco, this is a very personal issue for every Indian girl and woman. Women like me who grew up in urban, educated, middle-class households with access to toilets, but as soon as you leave the security of your home, you don't have access to toilets. I remember in school, most of my girlfriends and I would hardly ever use the school toilet.
And why wouldn't you use a toilet at school? It's just inadequate?
Yeah, you know, there wasn't regular water supply and it just wasn't clean. And in rural areas and in poorer areas, in urban areas, lack of access to clean toilets and water and sanitation is a big cause for girls dropping out of schools or not going to school at all.
So what do women and girls do? I mean, you do have to relieve yourself at some point.
Yeah, you just get used to just not going, holding back for hours. It's just how you grow up. It's just conditioning. You've traveled in India and you know that it's completely opposite for men. You find men peeing everywhere, even in urban areas. Middle-class educated men, you know, if they have to go, they stop the car or whatever they're traveling in and they'll pee against a wall.
Yeah, or not just urination, but, you know, number two as well.
Exactly.
Prime Minister Modi's initiative has been unsuccessful so far. Do you see any signs of change on this?
Well, I think the big change, Marco, is him talking about this has created a lot more awareness, you know, where people are at least thinking about it. But I think unless a deeper and a more cultural change is brought about, it's only going to result in millions of dollars wasted in building toilets that no one uses.
Journalist and friend of The World, Ritu Chatterjee, speaking with me from New York. Thank you, Ritu.
Thanks, Marco.